Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and we are going to be joined now by Dean Weingarten, fresh out of Yuma, Arizona. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve.
I understand. I feel that way myself sometimes.
Great time at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Yeah.
And made good connections with a bunch of people, and dang, I feel like I'm right there with people I once thought of as, well, you know, super hot professionals. I sat next to Massad Ayoub. He gave me his phone number. Said, if you ever need anything, call me.
I've got Massad's. I got his
number. You know, that was pretty cool.
Yep.
I spent half an hour recalling Robert Cottrell and Dave Capel, who are some of the foremost scholars in Second Amendment, regaling them with my research into the effectiveness of bears for defending against pistols, defending against bears. And they were enthralled. At least it appeared that way. So it was a fun time.
Speaking of fun time, let's talk about the unfun time that your latest muse is up to here, the old Gabriel Metcalf. He's... Now, you say he's out of jail now, but it's not for lack of trying, because they tried to keep him in there, didn't they?
It is a bizarre case, which makes it actually a pretty good test case for the Gun-Free School Zone Act. Now, I'll give a little background. This happened in Billings, Montana, of all places.
Right.
Now, if I had to pick a place that I wouldn't think, you know, would be a hotbed for anti-Second Amendment activism, it would be Billings, Montana, you know, well, or just Montana in general. But what happened here, and so to give a little background, is that Gabriel Metcalf came to help his mother out. She needed some assistance about a decade or so ago. And then about 2 years ago, they started getting harassed and terrorized by a neighbor who was renting the basement of the house next door. And it went on for quite a while. And during that time period, the neighbor accumulated 5 misdemeanor criminal convictions for breaking of a protective order that they got against him, and an assault on Gabriel, and a couple of the way I read the statute anyway, terroristic threats against another person we don't know. And so he took to carrying a shotgun. It was the only working firearm they had, 20-gauge single-shot Rossi, around the property, because some of the threats were very real and significant. And it turned out that one or more neighbors did not like him carrying that shotgun, and it's just a small lot.
Right.
It wasn't like he was walking for miles, but they live across from a school, and the Billings police repeatedly said on the media, gee, there's nothing we can arrest this guy for. You know, he's not breaking any laws. And then one police lieutenant said, but we have friends in the federal government. We think maybe they can help us. And then what happened was the federal ATF agents, well, I'm not entirely sure. It appears that some of them were sort of a crisscross of Billings police officers on a task force for ATF. They arrested him for possessing a firearm in a gun-free school zone because they claim in the criminal affidavit that he had walked on the sidewalk outside his house, maybe as far as a half a block or so away, with his shotgun. And that would be possessing a firearm in a gun-free school zone. So he arrested him. Then he spent a month in federal lockup because the judge, well, let's say, given the information the judge was given, he thought that Gabriel might pose a danger to society because he believed in the Constitution. He believed they had a right to defend themselves. He thought a firearm was an important part of that defense. And with all of that, he might carry a gun in a gun-free school zone again, so we got to lock him up. Now, to give the judge credit, when he was given the evidence that there was a very real threat, that the police were not chasing ghosts, and that this had been going on for 2 years, and there were criminal convictions against the person who was, by the way, now facing a felony charge with trial set for January 2nd of this year, and that Gabriel had no criminal convictions, and had been never been accused or done any violence to anyone. So, Judge Cavan then signed to have Gabriel Metcalf released on his own recognizance, with no bail. I mean, that's a huge change from, we've got to lock you up before trial because you're a threat, to, no, we'll just sign this form and we'll let you go until trial. Now, there were a few, I think, relatively minor that you could live with restrictions. He wasn't allowed to, you know, have firearms, and he wasn't allowed to drink alcohol or take drugs. So, you know, I think you can live with that, mostly. So, but when he went to get discharged from the Yellowstone County detention facility, he was told, well, roll up your mattress, and he starts giving away the meager possessions that he was allowed in lockup to people he'd met in jail. And he gets ready to leave, and they say, sorry, you can't leave. And his federal attorney there, who appears to be quite good, Russell Hart, said, wait a minute, we got an order from the judge. You know, he's to be released on his own recognizance. And, you're a federal attorney. This is a local matter. You don't have anything to say in this. And he claimed that there was a warrant up for his arrest. And now the hearing was over, I think, by about 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. And by Thursday evening at about 5, they still had not served a warrant, and we didn't know what it was all about. Now, his mother, Vivian, said that she believed that it was supposedly a warrant from about 3 years ago, and it had a bond of $2,500. Now, because I was at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and I was speaking, and, you know, you don't want to be on your phone while you're there. And for the most part, his mother was working. All I got were a couple of text messages that he had finally been freed or allowed out of jail. I think it was Saturday afternoon. And the warrant was not served until Saturday sometime, when he actually ended up in court. Now, some of this is speculation because they've only gotten very meager information so far. Now, I can look at the Yellowstone County Detention Facility and see that he's no longer listed as someone who is in that facility.
All right. I was too busy listening. Too busy listening to the story. You hang on for me. We'll hear more about this, about Mr. Metcalf, when we get back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and speaking with Dean Weingarten, listening to the saga of young Gabriel Metcalf. He has been through it.
He is, yeah. And he has been, and he still is undergoing considerable difficulties, and mostly because he believed the Second Amendment meant something and he could exercise his rights. That's what it appears to me.
Right.
And if you look back at the articles I've written in one, I think around the third, I think we've got about a dozen now, it gives quote of what the judge said was the reason why he had to be locked up without bail. And he was locked up without bail for a month. This is traumatizing, especially since his mother was under credible threat. And what happened was, and it appears to me, let me put it that way, that when they made out the criminal complaint, the affidavit of criminal complaint, they left out a lot of what I would call exculpatory evidence. Now, they're allowed to do that, but judges don't like it because it makes them look bad. And so when they had the renewed detention hearing, the judge got a lot of facts that he did not have before. And so he ended up releasing or signing order for the release of Gabriel Metcalf on his own recognizance. Now, I think I better put it in here before I forget. His mother, Vivian, has set up a give, send, go account to help defray some of their expenses during this ordeal. And I certainly think it's worthwhile because essentially his fight to show the gun-free school zone law to be unconstitutional is a blow for freedom for everyone. And this is probably the best test case I've ever seen. Mostly federal prosecutors are unwilling to charge gun-free school zone cases because they're worried about having a test case. Because the law was already declared unconstitutional once, and the reasons to declare it unconstitutional are much greater now with the Bruin decision, and even without the Bruin decision, there were eight circuit courts. You know, there's the appeals courts, federal appeals courts, that have addressed the issue. And five of those said, well, that 11-word change that Bill Clinton and Janet Reno pushed through back in 96, that's good enough. This law is constitutional. And that was all before Bruin, by the way. But there were three of those courts of the eight that said, no, that's just a pro forma change. It doesn't really change anything, and it's still unconstitutional. So this case is really ripe to take all the way to the Supreme Court. But if Gabriel and his mother find it difficult to do that, the case may not make it.
Right.
So I have a link to the Give, Send, Go in all of the articles I've written, I think, for about the last eight or nine articles. So if you go to the latest articles, they will have a link on it. And I think it's very useful to us and a worthwhile investment, not just for charitable reasons, but for practical reasons of defending the Second Amendment.
Right.
So we left off that Gabriel was expecting to be released from the Yellowstone detention facility, and they told him, no, you can't. And his lawyer, who's a federal attorney, said, wait a minute, we got this order from the judge. And they said, yeah, but this is a local map. So they claimed that there was a warrant out for his arrest, which is kind of interesting because the police had spent 5 weeks prior to his arrest claiming there was no way they could arrest him. You'd think they would have noticed if there was a warrant out for his arrest.
You would have thought.
And then in the last month, he's been in lockup in the Yellowstone County Detention Facility. So you'd think that was fair enough of time for somebody to discover if he had a warrant out for his arrest. But they did find a warrant for his arrest, but it wasn't served until he was about to be released, which, you know, can happen. That can happen. But when I've talked to some people I know in law enforcement, they said, well, yeah, you might strategically decide when you're going to serve a warrant, you know, like when somebody's just about to be released. So that might have happened. And he eventually, I believe it was on Saturday, he got taken before a judge, but he didn't have a public defender. His federal defender isn't allowed to act in a local case, and they didn't assign him a public defender. Now, I found an article from about 2 years ago in which a judge in Yellowstone County chastised the public defender office and said, you guys are, and I'm going from memory, about 600 people have not been given a public defender because you're so backlogged. And he fined them $10,000 and said, get with it. And, you know, get some more attorneys, whatever you have to do. Well, I'm not so sure they've gotten with it very well because Gabe was not assigned a public defender. And I'm not even entirely sure what he pled to. I haven't seen the court records, but it appears that this is a misdemeanor assault charge that was never served from roughly 3 years ago. And I haven't been able to get really his side of events, but it appears like somebody claimed he threatened them during COVID. So this is the type of thing that I think with a decent attorney would probably be dismissed because the events are so old. But he doesn't have an attorney for it. So that's another thing that, you know, they will, Metcalf and his mother will have to try to figure a way around. And I'll do my part because I met some people at the Gun Rights Policy Conference that said they might be able to help with finding an attorney. And
well, that was going to be my question.
And so, you know, maybe we can find an attorney who would do it pro bono or something. Because it doesn't look like the public defender's office is capable of giving him an attorney in a timely matter. Then there's another little twist on this, which seems absurd to me. Here he is, 3 years after the fact, he hasn't had any problems with the law, except for this federal charge now, for 3 years since this was alleged, or very close to 3 years, and they insisted that he get monitored with a GPS ankle bracelet.
Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this case with Gabriel Metcalf, it's just a bunch of absurdity that just keeps on getting more and more absurd. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
U.S.
USA News update. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's attorney general, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urging House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist in November 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We're speaking, talking about Gabriel Metcalf, and we need to sort of put this one to bed. But, I mean, the question I was going to ask you was, was anybody even interested in this particular case when you were there? But you sort of answered that. What is the thought process going on right now?
Well, there were people who had heard of the case. And there were a couple people who'd read some of my articles on it. But in general, most people didn't know much about it except for what the local media had put out about the time that Gabriel was arrested. And I would say that it was very carefully framed in the local media to make Gabriel look like he was a nut job. And so that was kind of the impression that was given. Now, I did find people who were interested, several of them, in getting more information, and I pointed them to my my articles on Ameland, which are reasonably detailed. And then I also made some arrangements for them to be able to contact Gabriel's mother. But she works, you know. They have to put food on the table, and so she is not always easily available, but I expect she will be, you know, in the next couple of days, and maybe we can make some progress. But Gabriel, has to wear an ankle GPS monitor. And guess how much he is charged in order for the privilege of wearing that bonnet?
Oh.
$9.50 a day.
Hmm.
So almost $300 a month. And when you consider that he and his mother are barely scraping by now because of all the problems they've had with having to defend their home against these essentially terroristic threats over the last 2 years and attacks, I mean, serious, these are not like, I'll punch you out kind of threats. They're like, I'll burn you out while you're sleeping kind of threats.
Pretty serious.
Pretty serious. There was both of them describe a case in which they feared for their lives, and I think reasonably so, because they believed that arson was going to be used to set them on fire. I mean, them personally on fire. So that's where we're at. So because of that, and then the mother, Vivian, was ill for 2 months with COVID and pneumonia, and she couldn't work. So they're barely scraping by, and another $300 a month is going to be very difficult for them. So I hope that we can get them help them get an attorney, and the attorney can get rid of that silly ankle bracelet, which almost sounds like it's a way for the county or the city, actually. These are city charges. To rake in some money.
Well, you know, my question was going to be, if he can't pay it, they put him back in jail?
Yes, I believe that would be the case.
Was he bound? I mean, so was that a condition of his release?
I expect so, but I haven't seen that court order. And part of the problem for me is the city court system, as far as I can tell, is not digitalized. So I can't research it over the internet.
Right.
And I'm not there in Billings to go up and make nice with a, clerk of courts and say, hey, could you get me these records? or to pay for them there. So that's where it would be really nice to have a local attorney, because they know all the ins and outs.
Right.
And how to obtain these things. Now, I'm pretty sure they're public records by now, but if they're not on the internet, how do you get to them with any reasonable speed? And frankly, although I'm extremely interested in the case, I'm not going to hop on a plane and spend $1,000 to go up there and get a couple documents.
Right.
So that's where we are at. And more will be coming, I am sure. And I suspect that this will be, it's a really serious case that could go all the way to the Supreme Court. I mean, the beauty of it from federal charges it's the only thing. It's a single count of possessing a firearm on a gun-free school zone from somebody who has no criminal record and who is released on his own recognizance by the federal judge, and the gun involved is a single-shot 20-gauge shotgun.
Not exactly Dillinger.
No, I will find out what the shotgun shells were now that Gabe is out. But I have to, be able to take the time. Well, not just me take the time. I have to be able to contact the people involved. And it takes a little bit because I'm sure that Gabriel is not going to be willing to talk to journalists while he's under this indictment now for a misdemeanor charge locally and this gun-free school zone charge federally. I mean, I think his attorney would probably not be wise to let him speak to the media.
Yeah.
Even me.
Wait.
So I will find out eventually.
I would imagine that they don't want to do that simply because up to this point, has he sort of... He doesn't really know how to temper what he says, does he? And I'm just getting this from what you say he has said.
I think he naively believed that if he just let the facts be known, the system would clear him. Like judges support the Constitution.
Right.
You know, the system of the police. He didn't trust the local police, and there's probably good reason for that. But I think he believed that the federal police, like the FBI, they would certainly not abuse their power. So, well, like I said, he's probably naive. I think he's lost that naivete now. So he will probably follow his lawyer's advice and not talk to people. But his mother is willing to talk to me anyway. We've developed a rapport, shall we say.
And right.
I think I have shown her that I can be trusted. So more will be coming, but, you know, when people have to make a living, you can't expect them to just jump and spend a couple hours talking to you over the phone.
No, you cannot. But especially nowadays. But this is a thing that they're going to push it as far as they can push it, are they?
I've kind of been surprised. Because it doesn't look to me like a great case for the attorney. But I think the administration. I mean, this the U.S. attorney for Billings was appointed by President Biden. President Biden has shown that pushing gun control as hard and as far as he can is one of his priorities. And it may be that the attorney for Billings just sees, hey, maybe I'll get an attaboy for doing this from President Biden. Maybe I'll get a federal judgeship out of this or something.
Mm.
I mean, I could see that. I'm not saying that is the case. It's pure speculation on my part.
Right.
But we have things that fit. One is that something that would probably not generally be prosecuted is being pushed very hard. Two, the U.S. Attorney for Billings was appointed by President Biden. And three, President Biden has shown that he wants to push any and all gun control as hard as he possibly can down the rules. Yeah. I think that's pretty evident.
It is.
Yeah, so yeah. You can take those three facts, put them together however you want.
Well, we're headed into the last break and talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Dean Weingarten, and we've got another bear attack. This one stopped in Montana. Tell me about this, sir.
Yeah, I find these to be very interesting because this one is someone who is out hunting upland game, particularly birds, and in a shelter belt in, I would call this northern Montana. About 15 miles south of a little town called Choteau. And this area has actually been kind of a hot spot for bear attacks. I know of several that happened in this area. And what happened is the hunter was, you know, working this shelter belt. And when you do that, if anybody who's ever hunted this type of terrain, what you're figuring was will happen is that you will get a game bird to launch itself out of the brush and grass and small trees and such. And then you engage that bird as it's going up and, you know, you have the shotgun ready. It's in your hands. There's a round chambered. Usually for me, I'd either have my thumb or trigger finger on the safety. So that all I have to do is, as I'm mounting that shotgun, the safety comes off. I get the overall picture of pointing the shotgun where I want it, but you make a last-minute correction, and bam. And that all happens very fast, just a fraction of a second, probably in the neighborhood of a quarter second or so, because you're primed. You're all ready. You're looking for and listening for those audible and visual markers that say, a bird is about to erupt from this brush right now. Now, if you've got a dog, it's a lot easier because the dog will give you plenty of warning and sometimes even allow you to get a lot closer as it holds the bird for you. But there wasn't any indication of a dog in this instance. And I've shot plenty of birds from cover, you know, walking terrain. And you want to be reasonably quiet, because the quieter you are, the closer you get to the birds. But on the other hand, you don't want to be absolutely silent, because then a bird a little way off of you, maybe even 10 or 15 feet, might just hold and not launch because you don't seem like as much of a threat if you're quiet, I think. So anyway, this hunter was pursuing birds and he had a shotgun, and I'm not sure what kind of shotgun. But if you look at the numbers, it's probably a 12 gauge. That's the most kind of common gauge out there. And this happened on September 12th. And all of a sudden, I mean, this is, like I said, he's primed, so he's expecting something to come out of the brush. And then suddenly, I'll bet that he heard something, you know, a little movement in the brush, maybe saw the brush move somewhat. And he's primed there, right? And here is this grizzly bear charging at him full tilt. And at 15 feet away, it's about 5 yards, he fires at that bear twice. Now, bird hunters train to fire very rapidly because if you miss the bird with the first shot, you're already mostly on it. So you do a little correction and you fire the second shot. And even if you have a manually operated shotgun, like a pump shotgun, it's very fast. Another fraction of a second. And so he fired 2 shots at this bear from very close, and he hit it at least once. It's a lot easier, I would think, to hit a big bear coming at you than a small bird going away or sideways. And the bear ran off. It doesn't appear that they have found a dead bear yet, but bird shot under 5 yards is just deadly, deadly stuff. It acts much like a pre-fragmented slug because the pellets are so close together, they're not hitting as individual pellets. They're hitting as a mass, a swarm of pellets, where the front pellets start penetrating, and the pellets behind them hit those pellets because they're slowing down as they're penetrating, and they push further, and the pellets behind them hit those pellets and push further, and the pellets behind them, I mean, in a very close range, there might be 5-10 pellets all in a line hitting each other, pushing them further and further. And it's not unusual for, you know, reasonably sized, like number 6 pellets, they might penetrate 5-6 inches. And for at least an inch in diameter, that area is just completely pulverized. There's nothing left. I mean, it's just mushed. So there have been several incidents where people have used birdshot at very close range to kill big bears. And I think I have documented, I found sources and looked at and believe them to be credible. They've got a place. They've got a date. They have a narrative of what went on. And sometimes they have a name, but because no crime was committed, a lot of times in an official report, they won't give you a name. But they're well documented, and we found about 7 of them in which birdshot was used against bears, and most of them were grizzly bears, and stopped the attack. And very often, the bears just killed outright. I mean, they just killed because this is a shotgun mold, like a 12 gauge at close range is a deadly, deadly mass of projectiles. And if you talk to people who have worked in law enforcement and that have seen what happens when a shotgun hits a person at close range with birdshot, they'll all tell you it's just an absolutely devastating wound. Now, sometimes if the person is very, very heavy, so they've got several inches of fat, for the shotgun to penetrate, for the load to penetrate at close range, they'll survive. Or if you hit an appendage, a leg or an arm, well, there's a real good chance you're going to lose that leg or arm. But generally in the chest cavity, not a lot of chance it's going to survive. And even sometimes if you hit the face or head at an odd angle, the shotgun merely removes, you know, a jaw and an ear and an eye and misses the brain, and that person might survive if horribly disfigured. But the wounds are some of the most horrific that you will see. Even wounds from high-powered rifles are often not as bad as from a shotgun charge at very close range.
Right.
Because a lot of times the rifle will hold, the bullet will hold together and will expend a lot of its energy as it exits the target and hits with whatever is beyond it.
Right.
So because of the nature of this sort of pre-fragmented slug-type performance of a charge of birdshot, almost all of that energy, and it is considerable out of a 12-gauge, goes directly into the target and is expended there. And it's they're just deadly. Just deadly. Kind of like being hit with maybe 22 long rifle cartridges all at once. You know?
That would be painful.
Yeah, the long rifle penetrates further, so that it's more like buckshot in that case.
Right.
But there's just a lot of energy there. You know, we're talking, you know, over 1,000 foot-pounds of energy, I think, for most shotgun loads.
Well, we're going to have to pick this up later on in the week because we have run out of time, sir. As usual, thank you very much for joining me and bringing all of this stuff to the forefront.
It is a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir.
And I will be here later, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All of Dean's articles you can find at amaland.com. In addition to Lock and Load now, if you go to the podcast tab on top of the page, Lock and Load is on that page now. So thank you, Freddie Reel, and thank you, Dean Weingarten. I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.